What happens now?
What happens now?
How will I cope?
How will I cope? Sometimes you don't want to talk about cancer to people you know. You just want to talk to someone who knows how you feel. That's why I joined the Macmillan online community. We know what it's like because we're living with cancer too. And whatever's on your mind, we're here to help. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
From Wondery and Audible comes Class of 88, a new podcast hosted by Will Smith. Before 1988, a lot of people didn't take hip-hop seriously. But hip-hop today touches everything, from film to fashion to sports. So what changed? Follow Class of 88 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Watch Our Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the one and only hilarious, wonderful, perfect Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello. How are you, Ben?
I am fabulous. We are 10 days away from the Golden Crappies. Can you even believe this? 10 days away. We have so much stuff that we are doing right now. We are moving in a million different directions because we are trying to put on the biggest one yet. If you are in the area, if you're in Southern California, please come join us at the Palace Theater on February 17th. We are going to be reading off the winners from all the voting that you guys have been doing. And if you haven't been voting, go and vote. If you voted, maybe vote again. I don't know. It's not like a real election, so you can vote as many times as you want. So anyway, go to watchourcrappens.com and you can get tickets to the Golden Crappies. There's just going to be so much. We have guests, categories. It'll be lots and lots of fun. It's just also great to be with your people. It's our first big show of the year. So go get your tickets there. If you can't make it, which will be very sad, don't worry. You can also stream the show. Go also watchourcrappens.com. Moment. We're partnering with Moment yet again. They do a great job. They're going to stream the whole show, so you definitely don't want to miss that. And if you haven't voted, the ballot for the nominees that you all have chosen is right there also on our website. Everything's on our website. And that's not just only Golden Crappy stuff. Also our Patreon. We're on video. If you want to watch us, go to patreon.com/watchourcrappens. All the links, anything you could want, is right there. So live your best life, but do it with us. And that's it. I mean, we're just excited. I can't believe it's 10 days away, Ronnie. How are you feeling?
Terrified.
Good. Well, guess what? Today is Vanderpump Rules Day. something to take the stress out of our bones.
Guys, this is not only Vanderpump Rules Day. This is the first Tom-centric Vanderpump Rules Day. It's all about Tom today on Vanderpump Rules.
Tom is back, which is, I think, good. It's good to have our villain back. I think it helps the show a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it's good to have something to root against. Also, I'm doing a podcast this week. I did it already, actually, but it doesn't come out till Friday. It's called Glamorous Trash, and it's with host Chelsea Devantes, who's fabulous. We both love her. Hold on, I'm going to make sure I'm saying the right thing. Glamorous Trash.
It's the glamorous.
Yes, Glamorous Trash with Chelsea Devantes. We did a review of Ariana. I'm going to try with Ariana, okay, guys? It's hard for me. I'm an old dog. That's a new trick. But Ariana's drink book, Single AF, okay? We drag it because, you know, that's how we love. I drag because I love. So go check that out. That's fantastic. It's Friday. She's really a talented, funny lady. So just go check out her podcast in general. Okay? Thanks.
Yeah, go do it. So let's dive into our recap of the second episode of Vanderpump Rules Season 11.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Ever since I had a baby, I'm like addicted to pretzels and it's terrifying me. It is terrifying me.
Have you ever heard of postpartum OCD? Is that a thing?
Yes.
You have? I've never heard of that. Listen, I feel like I'm an old person, and I feel like the world just keeps coming up with new shit for me to digest. I don't... Remember back when we just had the common cold, Ben? What happened to those days?
What happened to those days? Listen, postpartum, like, lots of things happen, you know?
So, I mean, I've heard of postpartum depression and stuff like that. I just didn't know there was, like, specific things, like postpartum, you know, OCD and stuff like that. I mean, I'm not saying great, like, because I was about to say great. I mean, good for you. I don't mean good for you. Yay, OCD. I just mean never heard of it. So good for me. Learn something new every freaking day. Also, babies, how about you leave us the fuck alone? How about you act grateful that somebody just gave birth to you and stop fucking attacking their system in any way possible? Like, seriously.
I think Vanderpump Rules is nothing if not an educational tool. So I'm happy to learn about people's bodies through the vessel of Vanderpump Rules. And most importantly, with the beautiful music of Trixie Monocle to score the entire experience. Trixie starts. So last week was very much like doing lots of dirges, dead Irish prostitutes in a gutter. Very sad. It was very Trixie Eilish. But this week starts out with very much, it's like a do a Trixie or a Trixie Lipa. Because it's like, I don't want to work. I don't want to work. And that very like tricks, like that Dua Lipa kind of style, you know? And she's like, I don't want to work, which is funny because it's like implying that anyone on the show actually does work.
Yeah, no one has a job on this show, okay? But this song, and to people who are like, wait a minute, is this Trixie Monocle? Is it not? It's not Trixie Monocle, okay? Trixie Monocle was the queen of the one line song. She'd be like, work, 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 work. Who needs it? Who needs it? Work, work, work. That's it. And then that's the chorus, the bridge, the verse. That's everything. Mm. I mean, she'll do that for 10 minutes, you know? But whoever this band is, I do not like them. This is like the bop of Trixie Monocle's. They have just too much going on, okay? Listen to these lyrics. I know what I want. Every day I'm out here, what I got. See my colors fade, I just tell me something. I make it look easy. I know what I want. That's too much. Am I supposed to follow this song? That is too many lyrics for a Vanderpump Rules song. Okay. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm really, really tired, but I've still got money, but I'm tired. That's it.
Mm. Yeah. And I love how it's all about like, I know what I want. Da da da. And then just cuts to Ariana doing her hair going, oh my God. I was like, okay, goals, I guess.
You know what you should want? A damn maid. That room is embarrassing. That room looks like the set of Les Miserables during the French Revolution. Like, what is happening in that room?
What was really horrifying to me was that then we see Tom's room, and I had to come to terms with the fact that I have the same duvet cover as Tom and the same weighted blanket. I was like, this is not the way I want to start this episode right now. I cannot. I can't have these things.
I used a weighted blanket. I felt like I was being murdered. I mean, it felt terrible. I didn't like it. It feels like a hug. Really? People say it feels like a hug. Guess what else I don't want in bed? Fucking hug. Keep your fucking hands off me and let me sleep. But that. Your
fucking arms. Well, I
weighted blanket.
I don't sleep with a weighted blanket, but what I like to use a weighted blanket for is for napping on the sofa. I feel like it'd be too heavy on my bed, but like for a good sofa nap, you just like get under that thing. But then once you're under it, you're out and you're not getting up for 4 more hours. Like there's no such thing as cat napping with a weighted blanket. You have to like use it very carefully.
I'm a very weak person. The weighted blanket is literally too heavy. I'm like, I'm dying. It's like when people die under the weight bench, under the weight of the, what do you call it? The dumbbell thing. They lift it.
Yeah.
And then it falls on them because they can't handle it. That's me with a weighted blanket. I'm like, I'm dying.
You know what they call them on this show, though? Waiter blankets. Get it! It's a show about a restaurant.
Mm. Blankets that make you exhausted. Starring Katie. That opening, so, by the way, Katie's fashion is why people wear uniforms in restaurants. Okay. That is exactly why people bring out uniforms. Okay. Let's get on with the show. I know what I want. I know what I want. Mm-mm. Tom's in bed. And they show a book on his chair, which is hilarious because that is such a Bravo thing. Like, oh, I'm changing. Look, I have a book. You're reading a damn book. Get out of here, Larsa Pippen.
I know. Right. And he comes out of the bathroom. We hear a toilet flush, and he comes out of the bathroom in like a tank top and last night's flat ironed hair. And he's like, "Hey, what's up, Anne?" And we finally meet the assistant, Anne. And she's like,
"My hero,
oh, hi.
My new fucking hero of the year. Anne, wherever you are, I love you. You're an amazing contribution to this channel and to this world. Never change a goddamn thing. I'm obsessed with Anne. I want to know everything about Anne. I want her phone number. I want her autograph." Anne's just whole like, "Oh, hi, how is New Zealand? How was it? Great, I love that for you. Did you wake up? Good for you. Good for you. You did it." And just all that positive energy, and she's about to have a nervous breakdown at any goddamn moment.
She will. Anne of Green Enables. So she's like, "Good morning. How was New Zealand?" And he's like, "Oh, man, it was such a grueling experience. Probably like one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. Way harder than cheating on Ariana and having the entire nation against me. It was so hard."
And he's telling us, and he's got, you know, when Tom gets really mad, he gets those hateful eyes. He has those a lot now. I think he's just in a very angry place. And he's like, "I just got back from filming a reality competition show. I found myself these past few months on the receiving end of more hate than I've ever gotten in my entire life." And then tweets cover the screen that's like, "Sandoval smells like cheap cologne, wet dog, and vodka."
"I realize that I have to be like able to handle those things and that like life is throwing at me, but I also wanted to punish myself. Penance through pain." I'm like, "Yeah, you're really punishing yourself by getting a sweet paycheck and being on another TV show." So yeah, I don't know if that's really punishment, but fine.
Penance is cleaning up trash on the side of the freeway. It's not going to star in a reality show. You fuck.
Punishment is actually enlisting in the army, not just going to a boot camp on Fox TV.
Yeah, that doesn't count, okay? Penance isn't going to hang out with JoJo Siwa, like getting rides on JoJo Siwa's back. Okay, sir.
Well, maybe. Actually, you know what? Maybe that is penance. That might be penance. That might be her.
That's JoJo Siwa paying off whatever bullshit she's done in her life. Jeez.
She does a lot of yelling, JoJo. Okay, that's a lot to be around. She's like, "Today on boot camp, you know what we're going to do? We're going to clean a carriage on Sandoval." It's like, "Oh my God, JoJo Siwa. Woo, jeez."
Does she yell a lot? I really don't know anything about her except that she was a dance mom kid.
She's like very much, she yells like in the Big Brother confessional style with everything she does. When she was on So You Think You Could Dance as a judge, she was like, "That was amazing." I'm like, "Oh my God, stop. You're breaking my TV."
So was she the one in the Sia video?
Yeah, yeah. I think so. No, that's Maddie. That's Maddie something another.
Oh, it's Maddie. Okay.
Maddie Ziegler, maybe?
So yeah, JoJo Siwa. I just see her in the news a lot. But I know she's from Dance Moms.
Her in the news?
Huh?
Siwa her in the news?
I see what her in the news, yeah. Also, I threw this in here. I picked one tweet because I thought you were going to jump on it, and you didn't. The tweet said, "Sandoval smells like cheap cologne, wet dog, and vodka." That's like a classic game we used to play here at Watch What Crappens.
Aww. Well, you know what? There were so many tweets on the screen. I was like, Ronnie's going to write them all down and say them. So I didn't write any of them down because I thought you were going to say some.
How dare you? I felt the resentment in that. And guess what? I'm not apologizing.
No.
And I didn't write them all down. But I did like that one because I felt like, who's right? Did Ben write that? Because that's so us.
I wish.
Like, you know what he smells like? Used to be one of our favorite games. We'd just play, "What does that person smell like?" And we'd just sit there for literal hours. No, we don't have to again.
We can smell.
I'm just saying. You
know, just Tom saying. Sandoval
meant
smells
something
like
to me. Apparently, it didn't mean anything to you. That's all I'm pointing out.
Tom Sandoval smells like an old Glade plug-in, mousetraps, and cotton balls.
I feel like he smells like crayons because I met a guy who said that balls smell like crayons, and now I can't unsmell it because there's such truth in that. And so I feel like he smells like crayon balls and hydrogen peroxide mixed with vegan collagen peptide sweat, which is very specific, but it's a thing.
I feel like he smells like he smells like a mouse pad. Not just a mouse trap, a mouse pad.
Yeah, he smells like the rubber that TMU stuff is wrapped in when you get TMU stuff. There's like a specific smell to like the packing foam rubber stuff.
He's He smells also like the tape they use on the Temu box, but like if the tape had previously been like wrapped around a rotting apple.
He smells like when you were doing your dishes and you were using something with a lot of cheese, but then you forgot to run the garbage disposal, and the next day it just has that kind of like old cheese, but also mixed with possibly soap, but also like kind of onion smell as well.
He smells like you're deep in an aisle in Staples by all the filing supplies, and then you get to an area where someone clearly spilled something yesterday and no one cleaned it up.
He smells like a dead, rotting Irish prostitute.
Walk me down to the river where I die.
The end. Okay, so yeah. He's like, all right, well, he's doing this thing too where he's using his tongue very aggressively against his bottom teeth. Did you notice? It looks like this for anyone on video. It's like, like he's pissing out. Like he's talking like this now. He's like, yeah, I was gonna work out and Jason's gonna come by and then I'm gonna see Schwartz. That's what these shoes are for. I got him a gift. And Anne's like, oh my god, you're gonna see Schwartz? That's great. You guys okay? It's been a while since you've seen Schwartz. You okay? What can I do? Need me to send him a card? Anything? How can I help?
He's like, yeah, I think we're okay. And then he tells us, things are very much not okay between Schwartz and I. He just recently went on Jax's podcast and like talks shit about me. And then we hear Schwartz on that godforsaken podcast and he's like, oh, I mean, I know that Sandoval's really passionate about the band, but the optics of it just like, this looks like he just doesn't give a fuck. He's like living out his rock star dream. Oh, I'm cute.
I don't think that that was really talking shit about him, do you? He didn't say anything.
No. I think it was
Tom's living like his rock star dreams. He didn't say you're a hack who shouldn't be opening your mouth in public because you can't fucking find a key, Tom. Okay?
Yeah. And then Sandoval has the balls to come back and tell us, I feel betrayed by my friend. Oh, you feel betrayed. Okay, so Tom, for the record, Tom Schwartz going on a podcast is the ultimate betrayal, according to Tom Sandoval. This is betrayal for Tom Sandoval. Got
it. That's what you do. When you wrong people, then you come back and you talk about how wronged you are all the time. Because then it's like supposed to like even out everything that you've done. Because everybody's done something. It turns it into like, it wasn't just me. It's everybody, guys. Like, sure, did I betray my girlfriend? Sure. But you know what? I just got betrayed and I'm fine. I mean, Schwartz betrayed me and I just bought him a new pair of shoes. Like, what is everybody so upset about betrayal?
I mean, as far as I can tell, Schwartz didn't sleep with Jax's podcast for 9 months. So
only because he didn't have the energy, let's face it. So yeah, and I get that. So then we cut to Anne, and Anne's doing that thing where she's just like kind of smile. She's got this, I don't know how to explain it except to say she's got a face that's smiling, but she's frowning at the same time. Like she's technically smiling, but she just looks like she's sobbing. It's like her mouth kind of points downwards in a frown, but it's like her teeth are in a smile. She's got smiling teeth, but a frowny face, if that makes any sense.
She's like, when I was a junior at Pepperdine, I definitely did not think this was going to be my future. So, Sandoval's like,
tomorrow's my birthday. Oh my God. Happy birthday, Tom. Happy birthday to you. So I wanted to have people over. Oh, well, I'm going to have to put in a request for that.
Well, Ariana's like obviously invited if she wants to come.
Oh, have fun. That's great. She might be busy. I'm thinking she might be. But...
Well, we can ask if she wants to stay in like a nice hotel, like maybe like the Rodeway Inn on Lancashire, maybe. I don't know.
That is so nice. Okay, I'm going to ask her. It's going to be great. She's going to have the chance to stay in a hotel. Hold on a second. Hi, sorry to bother you. I'm putting 5 U's on the U because we're close. But Jason's going to come over and hang out with Tom in a bit. I think they're going to be in the gym. Workout emoji, strong emoji. Oh, look at me. Sending you an emoji because we're friends. Oh my God, I love you, Ariana. Please write me back.
Ariana's like, I'm going to head out with Maya. Ugh. So then production's like, so what's it like having to share a living space with your ex? Fucking stupid. And I was like, it's awkward. And she's like, he has done some weird things, like open my mail and put my plates in my car. Like, his most recent thing is that he got like a white noise machine.
Interesting. So now he's buying things his audience probably wants.
I know. It's something like to improve his band. White Noise. White Noise was the original name of his band, by the way.
That was
a good description on
that. That was
a good
band he had before. I like that they showed this text that she was sending to Ariana, and it says, sounds good. Like, her response is, sounds good. Heart, 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 smiley face, and everything that Ariana writes back, she does the heart, like the heart reaction to it. The poor thing is so traumatized. And I think it sounds like Ariana saying, oh, I don't care, I'm going to take the dog out for a walk. She literally means, I'm coming down into the living room to open the sliding glass door.
Yeah.
Can you set the stage a little bit so people understand what happened?
In 1969, 14 black student athletes were kicked off their university's American football team for planning a show of support against racism.
We were really protesting our treatment on the field.
Amazing Sports Stories from the BBC World Service tells their story.
We became brothers that day when he did that to us.
We made a change.
Fighting for what we deserve.
Search for Amazing Sports Stories wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
From Wondery, this is Black History For Real. I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm Conscious Lee.
What do most people think about when they hear the words Black History?
Rosa Parks, Reconstruction, MLK, February, Black History Month.
Exactly, exactly. There are so many stories of Black history that we just are not really talking about or thinking about, especially outside of February. And we are about to flip the script on all of that. Because on this show, you're going to hear a little less
in August 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
And a little bit more.
She is a heroine to some. As a fighter for black rights, she is a villain to others.
Follow Black History For Real on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on February 5th, or you can listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting January 29th. Join Wondery Plus on the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Black is it's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
And he goes, I mean, I got a white noise machine because, like, when the scandal fever, I refuse to call it scandal, but when scandal fever was at its peak, things I was saying were being overheard by Ariana and her friends. Okay, you're not, like, in 2001 Space Odyssey, okay? You're not sitting there hatching plans next to Hal, the supercomputer, reading your lips. Like, let's relax. I guarantee you were not saying anything of note because you were probably just obsessing over Philips Hue bulbs and, I don't know, things to make your face look younger. I don't know.
But why does it have to be on at all times? I mean, and also, why don't you just
you can still hear over it.
Why don't you just use it when you're having a conversation or something? That, like, why do you just keep it running upstairs at all times? It's just so weird. It's so weird. And also, how do you not just fall asleep? Because I'm so trained to use white noise machines if I'm at a hotel and I can't sleep or whatever. And I will fall asleep if you turn white noise on right now. I'll just be like, oh yeah, this is a fun recap. Like, fun recap, and then just fucking fall over. It's like when you're on your phone and you turn on the yellow screen to where you go to sleep, you know? It's like, oh, I'm going to go to sleep soon, so you can put on night mode, and then it turns the screen a yellowish color. I will fall asleep immediately if it turns on that color.
I also just think it's funny that he thinks any sort of white noise machine would ever, like, make it so you can't hear his voice. He has the sort of voice that carries no matter what. Like, he's the sort of person that if you go to a coffee shop to either work or hang out with your friends, you can't focus on either thing because he could be across the room and that, like,
you'll hear
nasally voice will just cut right through everything. And you're like, your friend's like, so I have something really important to tell you. And all you're hearing is, and so then I bought, like, a new light bulb. And then, like, Ariana was like, man at me, bro. And, like, that you can't even focus because it just cuts into your brain.
Yeah, I have one of those voices. No white noise. So I totally get it.
No, yours is deeper. You have, like, yours is much deeper.
But his you'll is just hear like it. Up you here. Can't put on a white noise machine and then you don't hear me. You will hear me. I mean, I'm like a train rumbling on the ground. You know, when people can put their head to the ground and then hear the train rumbling, that's me in the next room. You can feel my voice vibrating through things. It's fucked up. I've literally had roommate and neighbor complaints. Okay, so the white noise machine is weird, and Ariana's like, is this like some sort of psychological warfare? Yes, but you've also sat through his band performing many times, so I think we all know that your tolerance is pretty high. I can only feel so bad.
Yeah. So Ariana goes outside with the dog, and Anne's like, so I guess I'll come out with you. So Tom wants to have like a party here.
You are so pretty right now. Oh my God. You look so good. You look so good, Ariana.
Yeah, and so Tom wants to have a little birthday party here tomorrow, and he said he could like get you like a very nice hotel room. Do you like Motel 6? It's nice. I hear it's really nice. You want to do that? Is that okay?
She's literally doing the like Mary Catherine Gallagher thing where she's like, he's gonna have a birthday, and oh, she like squats down like she's got a pee. She's like, oh, he can get you a nice hotel room. What do we think of that? Hotels? Yes. Whoa, doesn't that sound good? She's like, no, it sounds fucking disrespectful. Okay, that's what it is. Sounds disrespectful and inappropriate. She's like, okay, great, great, got that, good, love that take, love it, wrote it down, gonna carry it with me to the grave, good one.
And if he wants to have a party, he can have it somewhere else, because if there are people here making noise, I will call the cops.
Yes, good for you, got it, double thumbs up, okay, heart emoji. I'm not texting you right now, but just imagine little heart emojis popping up everywhere. God, I love you, you look good. You look great.
I'm spiraling thinking about what his parties used to be like. There would be loud music playing, mess, disgusting everywhere, and it'd be like 3, 4, 5, 6 in the morning, and now that we're not together, I'm not putting up with that shit.
Oh, hey, great. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you got my text before. The one preceding the 19 hearts. Right. Okay, so that was telling you that Jason's coming over and they might work out or something. So I hope that's good for you. Is that good? If you want to leave. I mean, I don't know if you want to leave.
I'll just keep existing like I normally do in my house. Thank you.
Oh my God, good for you. Love your choice on that one. Good job.
And then Ariana leaves, and then Anne says to herself, she's so weird.
No, she said, this like, is so weird.
Oh, she said, this is so weird. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because she likes, I think she likes Ariana, but she's like stuck now in the middle, you know? And it's not, I mean, listen, this has got to be awkward in any situation, but to have Ariana being like, no, and if you do, I'll call the fucking cops. And it's like, whoa, it's like, okay. you're the crash test dummy in this situation. I just, God bless her. She deserves hazard pay, this chick. She should be the next person in Chicago. There, I said it.
So now we go to Lisa Vanderpump's house.
Foxy, you're doing great, everybody. You guys are doing so good. Heart.
So we're at Lisa Vanderpump's house. Lisa's in glam, and I love this. Her gay is like, so what are we doing tonight with the hair? Should we put it up? Let's see. Let me think. I think what we should do with Lisa's hair, and I think what she's going to ask for, is the same hairstyle she's had for the last 13 years she's been on TV that has never changed once.
Yeah, you know what? Ever. I think she's going for cornrows today. Okay.
I know. Side pony for Lisa.
The fuck do you think she's going to do?
Has she ever had anything other than what she has?
Oh my
ever.
God. She wants Falcon Crest hair. That's it. It's a do Falcon Crest hair.
Give me the Joan Van Ark. She's not standing, well, I don't know.
Tonight there's no party. It's the last day. There's no celebration. Only commiseration. Find me an Easter hat.
It's the last pumpkini. It's the last rosé.
Why is she making somebody do her hair when she's going to put on a damn bonnet anyway?
I know.
So well, weird.
I think maybe the hat fills in some of the gaps. I think we see scene A and we see scene C, but we didn't see scene B where she throws a poached salmon at this gay's face. I don't want this hair. Give me a hat. This is terrible.
Well, after 10 years, we've decided to close Pump. It's going to be exponentially expensive, and Ken wants to retire if we do it for another 10 years. Ken will be stomping the pavement of West Hollywood in his 80s, darling. I mean, he's already running low on his Skin Roomba battery, darling. He can't just be stomping around. Do you know how many cracks there are on those sidewalks that he gets stuck on? Poor thing. They actually put a rug down outside of Motherlode the other night, and he couldn't get past it. I just kept getting a dinging on my phone that said, "Your Roomba's stuck." Find him out there.
He'll be stomping the pavements of West Hollywood when he's in his 80s, and I'll be in my 40s. Get it, Randy Humor.
Get it.
I've had so many great memories there at Pump. Salads with teeny tiny shrimp on them. Appetizers that come out 45 minutes late. So much to remember.
So then we go to James and Allie taking a walk in the valley, and oh my God, I love it. James and Allie in the valley. So yep. James is doing that thing, I think, where all people do this when they move to the valley, and we just know. And by the way, people are so offended that you in particular are so mean to the valley.
I will accept it.
I appreciate larger parking spaces personally. I don't have anything against the valley. Ben, on the other hand, is a hater. You should take him down.
I am a hater.
But I will tell you this.
I think I'm entitled.
You're entitled, yeah. I'm just giving you shit because it's fun. But one of the things I have noticed about my friends that moved to the valley, which is like literally all of them, because that's what happens when you age. You're like, bye, I'm going to bigger parking spaces and cheaper rent. Bye. I want a multi-floor Target. Bye. Okay, so anyway, they move to the Val, and then they start trying to convince you that it's amazing. It's like when your friends get pregnant, and they're like, oh my God, you should have a baby. Because they want you to be in their personal hell. That's what people do when they move to the valley too. And that's what James was doing. He's like, oh my God, this is such a perfect place for walking. You can't find this on the other side of the hill. Oh yeah, there's no sidewalks on the other side of the hill.
Oh, congratulations, you're walking down Chandler Boulevard. You're on a sidewalk that's in between three lanes on either side of you. Yes, it's the most peaceful walk. Actually, I mean, Chandler Boulevard, it is cute. It's a cute walk. I'll give it that. But like, it is, I totally agree. It was totally him trying to sell himself on his new Burbank locale. It's so beautiful. You just don't get this on the other side of the hill, do ya? I'm like, well, I mean, truthfully, on the other side of the hill, there are no cute sidewalks to stroll down. So I will give him that. But also, like, again, you're in the middle of a boulevard, sir. You're not walking through Central Park. This is not a Robert M. Moses or Mosley or whatever his name is, you know, bucolic pasture. And by the way, we know we're going to James because there's a plane. Yeah. It's anyway, people are mad at me. There was a message. Someone said, you know what? This like valley bashing is getting to be borderline offensive and it's like not cool. To which I say, I'm sorry if it makes you feel any better. I do the same thing to Culver City, you know, and Marina Del Rey. I have certain areas I don't like to go to. I've spent plenty of time in them. I've lived in them. I go to them every single week. By the way, I go to the Valley every single week because that's where my game night is. I have a game night in Culver City and a game night in the Valley. I've been in the Valley. I know the Valley. It's just not for me. And I'm sorry that I offended you. I'm sorry I offended you, but I don't think I can change my tune on this. I have to be authentic to my lived experiences.
Yeah, come over here and beat him up. It's going to take you a really long time, though.
Talk shit about Hollywood if you want. Talk shit about Hollywood. I don't care. Do it.
Why would I need to talk shit when you've got so many people doing that for me all over the sidewalks already?
I was about to say, talk the shit because Lord knows I'm trying not to step in it outside.
So, wow, the valley, this is amazing. Ellie, look, there's cars in the street there. God, you don't get that on the other side of the hill, do you? Look at that.
It's a perfect place to walk a doggy. This way a dog can see what a green arrow looks like, Ellie. Left turn arrow. Don't have those on the other side of the hill. That is, honestly, the valley's greatest asset is left turn arrows. So good.
So they're wearing like little matching workout clothes. And this is the first time I've believed that James is sober because he's wearing like matching working out clothes with Allie. And I was like, oh, I feel like that's what sober people do. Sober couples.
Yeah.
I feel like drunk couples are not going to match their clothes, but sober couples do because they need something to do. And that's a hobby. You know, like what if I got these shorts? They would match the Lulu that you have, the tennis skirt. They're the same color, aren't they? Do you have it? Do you have the picture on there to match it? Let's match it right here in the Costco. Let's match it.
It can't match these sort of outfits on the other side of here, that's for sure. Listen, I really want a doggy. That's what I really want so bad. I want a big, cute dog, not a stupid, dumb, slut dog. Anyway, I'm ready. I'm a good little boy. I'm ready for a dog. And I know my DJ career is going to get busier and busier. I'm DJing a lot and I'm on the road a lot. But Harry can come watch her, whatever. I want a doggy. I want a doggy. Little sweet James wants a doggy.
So they can't get Raquel for the season. So now they're going for Raquel's dog. Come on. Could you not get Raquel's sister?
Graham Cracker.
Graham Cracker can't talk, okay? At least call the mom. Get one of them on here. What are you doing? You can't replace Raquel with a puppy.
Allie's like, I'm not against it, but we have to make sure we're really ready for a dog.
I have to make sure I do the dog's astrological chart first.
Oh, no. This dog's chart is super, super Taurus. Oh, no.
So he's like, you know, Lisa asked me about Graham Cracker the other day at the restaurant. You know that, right? You know that, right?
And then we see Lisa, a clip of her being like,
what happened to your dog? And don't, please don't take me and seriously just because I've got a Bob today. All right, I've got a new queen every day.
Where's your dog? Have you gotten any visits from Druid Kemsley recently?
So yeah, Lisa, James, stop giving these people dogs. Just stop. Did they get their dog from Lisa? No, they didn't, right? I think their dog is like a purebred something or other.
I think so. I mean, the good news is they know where the dog is. They just are not happy about where the dog is. So James is like, I mean, I could just picture Graham Cracker in that cactus and bitten land of Arizona just getting caught again and running out and about and pickling about, pickling in the cactus. I can't do it with a stupid slut dog. Don't run into the cactus, you stupid dog. Get away from the swirls.
I never got over Graham Cracker. I was the best dad to him. One of the best person I've ever known in my life. Graham Cracker.
And apparently, Graham Cracker, this is stuff that I just read about a long time ago. Apparently, what happened is Raquel went away to, you know, wherever, to camps. And then she sent the dog to her mom's, and then the dog bit the mom or something. Like, the dog was biting the mom, and then they were going to get rid of the dog or something. So I think, I don't know, why am I giving away the whole plot? It's a very intense plot line that I'm giving away here, but I think that's what happened.
Well, I don't understand why James, I still don't totally understand why Raquel, like, why James has no access to Graham. I think at this point, if Raquel's going into treatment, and there's all, I think that, like, shouldn't he just have, at the very least, shouldn't he be the guardian of Graham Cracker while she's in treatment, at the very least? I don't understand this.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he is now, but yeah. So he's saying, well, you know, I can't believe we're going to miss the pump thing tonight, you know, closing a pump. But, you know, I think going to Chicago for a sold-out show is pretty good. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it, Ali? Doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to go do a sold-out show at Pizzeria Uno in Chicago. What the fuck is this? It's a deep-dish pizza. It's not a turntable.
You're not going to find that on the other side of the hill. I'll tell you that much.
He's just doing a wiggy-wiggy on a... His finger's just going with that tomato sauce.
They're like, did you just remix a pepperoni, sir? Like,
yes.
It's the tiniest remix I've ever done. This one goes out to Graham Cracker. Sir?
Squishy. Could
you
squishy.
Please use a fork if you're going to eat like that?
Sir, oh, now he's trying to use a Portillo's hot dog. Oh, geez.
Doesn't really turn the way I need it to.
Sir, stop trying to turn the Chicago bean into a turntable. It's a sculpture.
So then we go to Sandoval in his home Planet Fitness gym. This is not just a gym. It is a Philips Hue infest. Now, listen, I have some Philips Hues behind me.
Yours look
now.
Amazing.
Because, amazing. You know, and I just want to clarify. Yes, I have been making fun of Tom's, but Tom really just goes too far with it. You know, he's got them coming out his ass. You don't need that many. Like, literally, they show his house later, and he's got what I've got, those stick ones. You know, they're just sticks. They stand up, and then they put out a stick of light. He's got like a whole row of sticks next to each other. Like, you don't, that's no, don't do that. And also, I'm not copying Tom. I've just been watching a lot of YouTube tutorials, and that's what YouTube guys have. They have,
I was gonna say, there's a different, You put Philips Hue in to make your TV set look pretty. You don't do it so that way, like, you're not trying to turn your place into, like, essence of tanning bed, you know?
Yeah, or, like, Planet Fitness. Like, he really, it's like, why would you go to a gym? When you can go to a club, man! Yeah! Hey, come in here on the stair climbers. We've got girls in thongs pumping out to the hottest techno rave hits. I'm like, oh my god, please stop. Please just stop. And you'd pass that place in Hollywood and it would just be like, like 11 in the morning. Ugh.
It's wild.
That's that, right? Planet Fitness. Am I saying the right thing?
I think Planet Fitness is supposed to be, like, their whole thing is like, when you come to Planet Fitness, you're not going to find obnoxious gym bros here. It's for normal people. I think you're talking about Crunch, maybe.
No, Crunch wasn't like, there was one that was like a club, and it's like dark inside, and it has like neon lights and disco balls, and the music's like
Orange Theory. Ugh.
Thought that was Planet
Guess
Fitness.
What? You don't find that on this side of here. You know what you have on this side of here? All the gyms on a divider in the middle of Chandler Boulevard.
Well, Tom Sandoval has it at home, so he doesn't need to go over the hill anyway. He's got it there. So the dogs are barking at the door, and Anne's like, oh my god, that's okay, dogs. You don't have to bark. Although I do love that bark. Bark some more. You're doing so good. You are doing so good. Heart emoji. Oh, hi, Jason. Thanks for coming over. Jason.
So Jason comes over. And Sandoval's like, since this scandal broke, I've lost, like, a lot of long-term friends. And I've, like, I've really leaned into ones who've stuck around and who are on my payroll. And Jason's been one of them. He's, like, manager of the band. And he's, like, been very, very supportive. And not only in, like, L.A., but, like, on the road. And it, like, it kept me from being in, like, a really, really bad place.
You know, it's been really hard for me. So basically, I went around to lunchrooms and I looked at the kids that nobody was sitting with. And I was like, dude, do you want to come to my birthday? That's how I met Jason.
Jason is like Chris Farley, the fan. You know, that character when he played the fan, he'd be like, Tom Cruise, wow. Remember when you were in that movie, Top Gun? That was cool.
Oh, hey, Jason, it's really cool to see you. Just so you know, you did not have to bring a poster. We don't have glass wall like the Today Show. Okay, well, have you heard from Raquel? I haven't heard from her for like a few weeks. I just, like, I miss her, you know? I want to see her and, like, give her a big hug, you know?
And Jason's acting like he's all nice and not judgmental. Jason, you're the tour manager. That means you are purposely putting Tom's vocals onto the rest of us. You're like the Oppenheimer of karaoke music. Fuck you, sir. I don't want some movie about how I'm supposed to feel fucking bad for you that comes out the same weekend as My Beloved Barbie. Okay?
Yeah.
Fucking Tommenheimer.
Well, Jason's saying how, like, everyone's going through stuff, but, like, you know, like, this is something that you two are going through together and, like, living in this world and, like, people hating you. It's like, you know, everyone hates both of you, so that way you can bond together about both being hated at the same time.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you'd think that you'd be closer than ever. Meanwhile, Tom's sitting with, like, a wig cap. I'm not really sure what he's wearing. And he's like,
yeah, well, I'm still very much in love with Raquel. I am hoping we can give love a chance.
Okay. Are you sure you're not just acting like a big victim so people will feel sorry for you and date you? Like that stupid ass model that's dating you right now. If I've ever wanted to save people, listen, I've seen the news where there's like national kidnapping stories or I've gotten an Amber Alert and I'm like, I guess I'll keep my eye out for that license plate number. I don't think I've ever wanted to save anybody as bad as this model is dating Tom. Like, do you have no TVs? Get in the car. Get in the car right now. I will explain on the way home, young lady.
Yeah. So he says that he asked about if he could have like a birthday party and Ariana said no. And we see like 32 minutes earlier, Anna's like, hey, I just talked to Ariana and it's a no for the party, but it's a yes for you looking great today, Tom. Tom, you're great. You're great, Tom.
Sad face, hug emoji. He's like, really? She said no? He says, yeah. Yeah, she did.
And Jason's like, well, is she even allowed to tell you that? I mean, she has people here all the time. I mean, you should just have people here. Like, what is she going to do about it? She goes,
oh, wow. No, wait. I'm sorry. But did I mention that she mentioned that she might have to call the police? So might not be the best idea. Okay.
Fun fact. If you have people over, She's going to call the cops on you. Ha! Oh, fun! Oh, God. You guys are great. You guys are great. Love you guys.
I mean, I didn't know whether she meant the actual cops or if she meant police, the band, but either way, neither one of them will be very happy with you. I mean, you've really done a number on their music, so just...
Obviously, Ariana is, like, very upset with me, and, like, I know she thinks, like, what I did makes me a criminal, but I don't. The police are going to agree with that. I'm like, the police have probably been called 15 times for your Philip Hughes lights, like, infecting neighborhoods, you know, that your neighbor's living rooms. So, yeah, I think they probably would be very excited to lock you up.
Yeah.
Academy is a new scripted podcast that follows Ava Richards, played by HBO's Industries' Myhala Harold, a brilliant scholarship student who has to quickly adapt to her newfound eat-or-be-eaten world. Ava's ambitions take hold and her small-town values break in hopes of becoming the first scholarship student to make the list. Bishop Gray's all-coveted academic top 10, curated by the headmaster himself. But after realizing she has no chance at the list on her own, she reluctantly accepts an invitation to a secret underground society that pulls the strings on campus life and academic success. If she bends to their will, she'll have everything she's ever dreamed of. But at what cost? Academy takes you into the world of a cutthroat private school where power, money, and sex collide in a game of life and death. Follow Academy on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Academy early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Shoes. Here comes one right now.
So Sandoval's like, well, what if we compromise and have people out by midnight? She goes, okay, I'm going to text her about that. Oh my God, can't wait to text her again. It's going to hurt my soul, but I'm going to love it. He's like, okay, well, I'm cool with that. I was like, well, of course you're cool with it because that's your fucking idea. So yeah. She texts
and
like,
your friends all have high school in the morning.
Yeah.
They all, your friends have social studies homework, so they're going to have to be home by midnight anyway.
Let me tell you this, and I can say this pretty confidently after seeing that Motley Crue. They have nothing to do in the morning. I don't think that group has even seen morning in years.
No.
That is one pasty, disheveled, non-working crew of people.
That's the show. So Anna's texting Ariana and she's like, hey, so sorry. So he was wondering if he can have people. Here's a little people emoji just to really illustrate it. But people, but like a very small group of people, maybe 12. Here's emoji one, emoji two. And like everyone out by midnight, here's a clock emoji. Okay, so sorry.
So sorry. And he's like, well, tell her, tell her this. Tell her he is going to have people tomorrow. But they'll be out by midnight. And she goes, oh, wow, already texted. So sorry about that. Should I have waited? I have such fast thumbs. It's like, he gives her that look, that rage look. And she's like, oh, yeah, ding thumbs, bad thumbs, bad thumbs. You are bad thumbs.
I give thumbs up. I have a question. If you've got bad thumbs, can you give a thumbs? If you give a thumbs down to your bad thumbs, will it just wind up being a thumbs up because it's a bad thumb? God, these are the questions that keep me up.
I'm giving a thumbs down to my thumb up. Oh my God, they're making out. You guys stop it. You are being bad. God. You are being bad.
One, two, three, four. I'm in a thumb war.
Oh no. Now I'm in a thumb war. I'm sorry, thumbs. I'm sorry. You deserved better thumbs.
We need peace. Peace in the thumbs.
So then we go to a place called What a Peach.
Yeah, What a Peach. I feel like there's something about peaches.
This is a spit in the eye of Whataburger. I feel like they're like, this is LA, so we have What a Peach. Not the same, people.
It's continuing the trend of sort of like whimsical names. There's Go Get 'em Tiger. There's Something About Her. There's Met Her at a Bar. There's Met Him at a Bar.
Down, there's down, Here's Kitty Looking at Rar. You. Didn't they go to some place like that last year? It's like, bad kitty, bad rar.
They did. They went to like electric pussy cup or something like that.
Yeah. A lot of stupid names for places.
They are. I feel like there's going to be a place that's going to be like, that's the way the cookie crumbled, but they don't sell cookies. Or like, don't cry over spilled milk. It's a vegan restaurant. Can't have your cake and eat it too. It's a brewery.
So, yeah.
Nice work if you can get name. It.
What'd you say?
Nice work nice if you work can get if you, it. I'm just going to keep saying cliches. Nice work if you can get it.
What a peach. So Lala comes to meet Ariana, and she's like, yeah, you know what? From the box, you look like me, Carlos. So let's order. I'm going to order a green skisk pussy face in my mouth. That sounds great.
So Ariana's like, so tomorrow's Tom's birthday, and today Anne was like, he wants to have a party here tomorrow, and he said he would like get you a hotel, and I'm like, this is my house, I will be at my house, and Anne, you don't have to send me 15 emojis of all the houses, I'm well aware of that tab.
And Lala is saying, right, but also from a logical standpoint, he's allowed to have a party at his house, right? Excuse me. How patient do you think Lala was after Rand cheated? Do you think she was like, oh my God, Rand, you should totally have people over tonight?
I know.
It's your house.
Yeah, Rand, why don't you have an Expendables reunion in the living room? So,
hey, why don't you have old Bruce over, play some Pin the Wheel on the Donkey? Let's get him on over here. Why not?
I had a dream about Bruce Willis last night. That's so strange.
Was it sad?
So Ari, it was sad. It was sad for Bruce Willis.
Bless his heart.
So Ariana, bless his heart. So Ariana, she's like, you know what? That's true. But I'm also allowed to call the cops for a noise complaint. And Lala goes, but why would you do that? And she's like, well, if they're loud and I have shit to do the next day.
Oh, I was like, but couldn't you just say, hey, I know it's your birthday, and I want you to have bedtime, so, because we just make sure everybody's out by this time. And she's like, yeah, well, actually, he did say that, like, 12 people are going to come, and then they're going to, like, leave by midnight, so whatever. I'm like, that seems fine. Have fun in jail.
Lala's like, wouldn't it be easier to move out? And she was like, yeah, sure, like, when the house is sold, but, like, I'm not here for him to, like, assert his dominance, like, be louder, be more obnoxious, use more Phillips Hughes than I do, like, that just, like, I'm supposed to just, like, cower and let him do whatever? No.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, but I think that you don't understand that he's, like, enjoying that. He's the kind of person that enjoys, like, torturing you, and so this is fun for him. And she's like, yeah, no shit.
She said, Ariana says, you can't just like sell the house unless both people agree to sell the house. But Tom wants to pay me out and he wants to stay there. And I'm just like not going to pack up all my clothes and hitchhike down the road because Tom offered me a measly sum of money. And so she's going to get her lawyer on it. And like, by the way, what they really should do is just sell the house and both move out. The fact that he wants to stay is ridiculous, especially since he is the one who cheated. And that's basically what she says next.
Yeah. And she's like, so you don't want to buy him? You don't want him to buy you out because it's like too easy for him? And she's like, yeah. But also, that's both of their investment. Why should he get to walk away with that house? That's a good investment.
Yeah.
I'd want to keep that damn house too. I mean, I don't.
That house is going to increase in value, and Ariana's just going to get paid out or whatever. I'm sure the negotiation would be like, this is what it's worth now, but also an estimate of where it would be in 10 years or who knows what. But, like, it is fucked up. Like, they should both just sell it. I mean, it's sad to say this, but, like, Katie and Tom Schwartz, they did it right. They just were like, they both just got out of there, sold it, and got on out.
Well, I think in this case, Tom is so over-leveraged because he took a loan out on it to pay the restaurant money. So he's got like an extra, $500,000? How much was that loan? I forgot. They said on the show, but he had to take out an extra loan on that house. So after that, he wouldn't have any money left. So that's why I'm wondering how he's even going to get the money to pay Ariana back.
I don't know.
Another loan on that house? I don't know how that.
Only fans.
Oh God, people are really gross enough to do that too. Be like, oh my God,
dude,
I'm gonna jerk off to Tom Sandoval on OnlyFans.
Oh my goodness, I don't even. I'm sorry that I even evoked that image. So, Lala's asking how Dan,
the guy who masturbates, but he also sings Freddie Mercury off key while he does it.
It's like, I just don't know if I want to see someone with flat ironed hair masturbate with like Bruce Davidson face. Not Bruce Davidson. It's definitely not Bruce Davidson.
Bruce Valanche. I forgot his name. No, you leave Bruce Valanche Davidson? Alone.
Bruce Davidson Bruce. Is a totally different person.
Yeah.
You know,
he's a good actor. He's a better actor for sure.
What's he has a. There was another Bruce. There's another Bruce actor. Bruce Green.
Sorry, Bruce. He's Canadian. Whoever you are. I'd like to think Bruce is somewhere Bruce like
Fuck these people. Fuck these people. I've had it.
Bruce Greenwood. Bruce Greenwood. Bruce Greenwood is like the better version. It's like what Tom Sandoval. Tom Sandoval had a Chloe. Not Chloe.
what's her name? Clea DuVall.
Clea DuVall. He had like a Clea DuVall moment, but now he's moved into like a Bruce Greenwood space. But both Clea and Bruce have done their spaces better than Tom Sandoval can do, if that makes sense.
I don't think he looks like Bruce Greenwood. Canadian actor and film producer, Bruce Greenwood?
I think he's moving into an unshaven Bruce Greenwood space. But I say that not as a diss. That's not an insult. It's more like I feel bad for Bruce Greenwood that he's coming for his face.
You know what's funny is he starred in a movie called Gerald's Game, which yes. was he was getting kinky with his wife and tied her to the bed and then died. So that it's another bad house movie is what I'm saying. Maybe you should move where you have the chance. if your ex is turning into Bruce Greenwood and you're stuck in a torturous house with him, take it as a sign and just run like hell.
Bruce Greenwood was also in the movie Double Jeopardy, which is also something that Tom Sandoval will never be able to get to on that show.
He was also in the Fall of the House of Usher, which not, you know, spoiler alert, not a great ending either. Okay, so let's see. So she's still talking to Lala about the house and all that. And Lala is kind of on the wrong side of history. I mean, I just don't understand why Lala's allowed to be scorched earth about everything. But then she's acting like Ariana's being so unreasonable with this. And I think that she has the right to have a little unreasonable moment. And why the fuck should she be the one to move out? Why don't you have this conversation with Tom and tell him to move the fuck out?
Tom should move out. And I fully back Ariana. There was a weird part of me that felt like Lala is sort of doing the audience. This is what the audience is going to say. I think she's kind of trying to be like, hey, people are going to be start saying this sort of stuff. Like, this is what the audience is going to be asking. Like,
well, part of me got that vibe. Saying it. I think by this time they already were saying it because this was after the reunion, obviously, when this was filmed. Yeah. And I think that she's trying to, you know, the thing that people do on these shows, they try and follow the wave of audience sentiment. But by the time the show airs, audience sentiment has already changed. So they're often behind. They can't keep up with what the audience is thinking, right? Because it's not shot in real time.
Yep. So Lala asks about how Dan feels about this. And, you know, she says that Dan's really looking forward to Ariana getting her own space because when he comes into town, they go to hotels and it costs a lot of money. And but furthermore, Dan has caused Ariana to change her mind a little bit about starting a family because he's the first person that she's met where she's been like, oh, huh, this actually could be something I would want.
Well, and she says that he's the first one that she's seen that actually looks at a relationship as being 50-50. And that also, if she's just not in the mood that day, has no problem with it being a 90-10 where he's doing most of the work. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is the key to this relationship is that she is the one who has somebody working for her. You know, where I think in her relationship with Tom, she was a supporter at all times because you have to be because he's a fucking baby, you know, like when she tried to have her own thing, he's like, why aren't I part of that book? And made himself part of her book or whatever, you know, so she couldn't really ever have her own thing. And so I think this guy's probably like, hey, I'm just you're famous. I'll do whatever you need. And she's like, this is amazing. It's like kind of mixing in personal assistant and boyfriend, which, hey, is what I'm looking for. Which if anybody really wants to apply. Yeah.
It's open. So, he just turned 40, actually. And Lala's like, oh, wow, 40? Never been married? Has no kids? That, like, made my nipples hard right now. They just went a ding. So she supports. She supports.
Back to WeHo on the other side of the hill. Give them what they want. Give them what they want. What? Give them what they want. Give them what they want.
You know what they want? Lisa Vanderpump in a bright pink Easter hat. So here she comes, buzzing down the road with Ken.
Hello, everybody. Can you believe that Sandoval was in a hot tub with Raquel?
Can you believe that it was happening while Pump was still open? I'm going to knock them spark out. I'll knock them spark out. Can you believe it? Can you believe that happened?
And who says it's about to go off? So people are like, Trixie does. My God, Lisa, Lisa. She's like, hello, people of Pump. Let me give a speech now. 10 years ago, we had a dream of creating a garden where twinks could gather to wear short rompers and sway back and forth to garage band loops. There one is now. I love your headband, little twink in a romper. He's like, I love you, Lisa. You're amazing.
We had a vision to make the most beautiful garden of West Hollywood. But as time marches on, we realize we cannot compete with those bucolic walkways down Chandler Boulevard in Burbank, California. So therefore, our garden, as lush as it may be, must now close.
Unfortunately, one Eden was abandoned, and the other Eden sprung forth in Burbank.
I told the powers that be in West Hollywood, how about we destroy 2/3 of our restaurant and replace it with boulevard avenues? Doesn't really make sense, Boulevard Avenues. Roadways, cars, make it look like Chandler Boulevard. They said, no, we cannot compete with Chandler Boulevard. Therefore, we must cease operations.
And we see clips of over the years and like Chef Penny being like, here's my vision for this restaurant, Lisa Vanderpump. Sexy food. I want steak, but it's going to be sexy steak. We're just going to have carpaccio and call it beef curtains. All right, well, you're hired, darling.
A skirt steak, but it's going to be a small skirt steak, and we call it a mini skirt steak. Ooh, sexy!
And then the real meat of it is under the skirt. Get it?
Oh, so what should we have there? Just a little cocktail wiener?
Sounds great.
I'm turned on. Do it. Let's do it.
An exposed chicken breast. Ooh, sexy!
Then, you know, we see like the couple still being in love, Tom and Ariana and Tom and Katie, and then Ken cheersing to the Toms as they celebrated their restaurant. I'm like, why are you showing Tom Tom clips like Tom Tom is closing? It's fucking weirdos. Yeah. So then later, lots of dancing and a lot of LA types of people, big, huge, gigantic cartoon breasts with little tiny dogs in front of them being held in restaurants, you know. That place, I'll tell you, you see one person with a fucking dog, you'll have 20, because Vanderpump walks around with a dog, and so now everybody's like, oh my God, I can take my dog to her restaurant. And before you know it, it's just ladies with tiny dogs on their breast.
Yeah, there's like one couple, and they're like plastic surgery to the nth degree, and they bring their little dog there, and they are hilarious. I think they're actually like dog people, like they actually show their dogs and stuff, and they are all over. If you look at the Pump, like Pump's Instagram, they're all over it. There's just this wild small dog population, like small dog owner population, that just comes to Pump, and
they're fans. I remember one time I was there and I was in the outside area, and she has like this private, it looks like a circus booth, you know, in like old royal movie, like Game of Thrones or something. They'll be like, and here's the tent where the royals are, and they're all in like their own tent. They had that, but it was like a big table, and everyone at the table, at Lisa's table, had a tiny dog. There were her tiny dogs. Some of them were holding her tiny dogs. A lot of them brought their own tiny dogs. Snuff, you know?
She's like, what was it? Was that like,
Villa Rosa's, where you bring your wife. Sir's, where you bring your girlfriend. And Pump is where you bring your mistress. I'm like, you bring your mistress to come see a sea of Barry Manilows and and like Terry from Three's Company holding small dogs.
Pump, I think, was the human trafficking one. And I'm wondering if they closed this so close to Epstein's list being put out on purpose, because
That shit, I mean, you would go to pump and there would be all these gorgeous young people who just didn't have, you know, two nickels to rub together in their brain. Like they were just dumb people. And but bless their hearts, you know, it wasn't their fault they're so hot. Sometimes I think that's a handicap because it's like you're so hot, you just don't ever have to learn anything. There were those times. And then you would go back and you would never see these people again. And I'm like, how many hundreds of people have they been funneling through? Are they selling these people?
Well, this is Ronnie's theory. He does not speak for both of us. I make no claims that there's any sort of human trafficking happening anywhere near Lisa Vanderpump. I am stepping away from this. I am immune. I am immune. Don't sue me.
I'm not accusing. I'm just hypothesizing because there are people you never see again. It's weird.
Where have all the people gone? I just think it's funny that, like, this place that's supposed to be, like, the sexier version of Sir, which is already quite sexy. This is the gay sexy version where you take your boyfriend and it's just, like, just a whole bunch of, like, small dog owners just sitting in a row.
Yeah. So then, let's see. Lala and Sheena come dressed like they're going to the Wynn Hotel in Vegas. Like, what are they dressed for? You're coming to pump. Why are you dressed like that?
I know. They're looking insane. They're auditioning for a Deal or No Deal afterwards. So
and Katie comes like she's going to a very sexy funeral. I'm not really sure what she's in either. So everybody's like cheering and going crazy. And it's because Schwartzy's behind the bar working.
Yeah, everyone's cheering for that. And Schwartz is like, oh, I feel much more at ease behind the bar than I did 10 years ago. I feel like I've got a little bit more chutzpah now, you know? Oh, I'm scared. I'm scared. I take it all back. Someone asked for a Shirley Temple and I don't know what to do. Do I have to actually go to a temple? Oh.
Then we see the clip of him having that meltdown and then Katie being like, Tom, you had a meltdown bartending? Even Jax can do that job.
It is true.
I mean, the woman's right. When she's right, she's right.
When she's right, she's right.
Schwartz does his like, hi, it's just me, sweet Tom Schwartzy. I don't know why everyone's so mean to me all the time. So he comes up to the table. He's like, hi, guys. Hi, Ariana. She's like, die.
They all leave. All of them are like, should we go stretch our legs? They all walk away. Oh, so Lisa, how are you feeling? Well, you know, if it's not going to carry its own weight, then it's just going to be a drain. But enough about Ken. Get it?
He's like, well, things aren't going good at our place, that's for sure. Tom has tainted the name of my partners. No one wants to work with him. He's like an absentee partner. Those are their words, by the way. Oh, we asked him to stay away, and they said that if he came, then they'd close the doors on him. And then guess what? He stayed away!
I know. Schwartz's complaint here is a little curious. He's like, I mean, we said you got us take a step away, but I didn't expect him to fully check out. I thought he'd be more proactive in terms of pitching ideas of how to weather this and how to come back and tell me how to do my job, but he actually stepped away. It's not fair. What do you want?
And she's like, well, it's not fair for Schwartzy to blame Sandoval for the business going down. I doubt Sandoval thought, well, I wonder if the takings of Schwartz and Sandys are going to suffer after I bang my girlfriend's best friend.
Well, you have to tell Tom Sandoval exactly how you feel. And if you find out that afterwards you're quite emotional and feeling like a broken bird, you can always come back to my bosom.
Hello there. This is a two-part recap, okay? This is the end of part one. So thank you so much for listening to this. Just come back a little later for part two.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurtz.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches.
bitches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch. It's Victoria Catchit.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.